This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Coming up in about 20 minutes, a look at how Cincinnati's doing as a draw for conventions. And later in the show, Focus on Technology looks at what companies need to do when it comes to protecting their reputations online. And we're talking about how the perceptions of tattoos are changing. Joining me, local tattoo artists India Behrens and Chris Sanders, and human resources consultant Kathleen Snyder. And you can join the conversation at 513-419-7100 or by emailing talk@wvxu.org or finding us on Facebook or Twitter. Now, Kathleen, just out of curiosity, I've never heard a direct answer about this. Are there legal pitfalls for employers who say, I'm not going to hire this person because they have a tattoo? Is it illegal to discriminate on that basis?
It's not. Having a tattoo is not a protected status. And where you might get into an area of where it's problematic is if there was a certain demographic that was a protected status based on race, based on age, based on nationality, whatever, that maybe disparately, they call it disparate impact based on having tattoos. Honestly, that's not even so much the case because it is a broad spectrum. So there's not so much a legal background. It's just a matter of the practical background of that you're eliminating a candidate pool. You're eliminating somebody who has a lot of other talents and skills and great things that they can bring to your company. Is it a valid reason of why you're eliminating them? And if you eliminate someone, if you're eliminating candidates for that reason, are you going to be prepared if you find out your very best employee has a tattoo? Are you going to be prepared to show them the door? Because if that's the stand you're taking, it gets you in a precarious spot.
And that would be the risk, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. You could overlook some people, especially in the hiring process. Somebody comes in and you say, I just don't like the way she looks. They have too many tattoos. I'm not going to hire them. They might be the best employee in the world and you're passing on them. Mm-hmm.
Where you get into a little bit of where there might be some validity of that can be where there's a business reason. For someone who maybe by someone having tattoos or very visible tattoos, if that's going to impact business, maybe the clientele makes them uncomfortable having tattoos, or there's a little bit of stand there. But again, as our society is evolving, I think that's becoming less and less so, and less a valid argument. But there's always going to be the depending on what that profession is, what industry it's in, there's always going to be somebody's going to have that argument that this is impacting the business.
Quite a few phone calls coming in. Let's talk to Jeff from Anderson. Jeff has an armband tat that he wants to cover up, so he is asking for tips. Jeff, how are you doing today?
Great. Thanks for taking my call.
You're very welcome. India and Chris, can we help Jeff out here?
What's the nature of the tattoo, Jeff? What is it?
Like a lot of guys in the mid 90s, I got the classic armband Celtic tattoo, which is pretty cliche. I'm looking to cover it up, but I don't necessarily want to just black it out. I'd like to try and incorporate it into a larger design. Is that possible to do without looking distinctly like two different tattoos?
It's always possible. It's going to be really hard to do over the radio, though. We've got to be able to see that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Sure.
Can you hold it up to the phone? No, I'm teasing you.
Thought about that.
You should come down to a shop and get someone's opinion on it. It's going to depend on how close together the lines are and just what you want over it. But any competent artist should be able to draw you something up to cover that thing up.
Yep, and great. You might also find that, if you're looking at getting a large piece, if it's really dark and you're trying to actually cover it up and not just add to it, my suggestion to people is always look at artist portfolios.
Okay.
They will often show the work that they're most proud of in their portfolios. And if all you see is mediocre work in their portfolios, all you're going to be able to expect from them is probably mediocre work.
Okay, great. Thank you for your help. I appreciate it.
Thank you for your call. Appreciate it very much. And let's see here. We have Naomi from Cincinnati. Recently got a tattoo, and boy, this is going to be a common problem. Parents didn't like it.
Oh.
Naomi, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, thanks. Sorry to hear you're in a bit of a quandary with your tattoo.
Well, it was one of those things where I got it and I felt it was a very beautiful expression of something that was already inside of my heart, and then it was just on my body. And so it's pretty much I consider to be the best money that I've ever spent, and I love it every single day. I'll love it forever. But my parents didn't feel it was a very good choice. They felt that it was ruining my body and it wasn't a good thing for me. And they told me that I had to pay for my own health insurance. So I pay for my own health insurance now. So that's I guess, a reaction that some parents can have when they're a little bit more on the conservative side.
How old are you, Naomi?
22.
How old are your parents?
They are 50, 60. But I actually got my first tattoo when I was 19, when I was 19. And I have another tattoo now that I love, which is a great design. And I haven't told them about the second one because...
You just did.
Even though I'm older. Yes, that's true. But, I don't think they're listening right now. They're probably doing something else.
So your parents... Your parents sound like they're more my age. So, I have not had that experience yet. Neither one of my sons have a tattoo, but I imagine we'd have a conversation if they did pop up with one. So.
Right. And it's funny because I actually think if my kids get tattoos, in the future, if I ever do have children, I'll probably have a different attitude because I'll remember how my parents reacted and how negatively that impacted me.
And parents get past that stuff anyway. I mean, they love you. You're their kid.
That's right.
They do.
That's right. Eventually they'll come to their senses.
It was fine, you know. So,
it comes back to that generational thing. And the best thing that you can do is just be you and show them that, you know, this is just one little, you know, your way that you want to express yourself, but you're still the same daughter that they've always had. And, and show them that how it's, you know, it makes you happy. And it ultimately, I'm sure they want you to be happy.
Yeah. My mom got
past it.
They're
just stuck in the stigma, you know, and that's a lot of people are. They just can't quite get over it. They're still stuck kind of back in the past, and they can't quite move forward into seeing it as something that is completely an art and just completely creative. So,
well, in relation to the parental relationship and employment, it's been longstanding said that the difference between people with tattoos and people without tattoos is that people with tattoos don't care if you don't have one. It impedes you in no way. It affects your performance in no way except for people judging you for having it. So it's simply a decoration, no different than wearing makeup. There was a time when women weren't allowed to do that.
Right. That's absolutely true. I think it's only if you get the right tattoo and you have the right artist and the right design, it can do nothing but make you happier every day. I mean,
certainly.
I can't imagine a day where I would look at my tattoos and go, oh, I don't like that. It's just not going to happen. But, you know, you have to have that confidence within yourself.
Naomi, thank you so much for your comments. We appreciate it. And we're going to test your memory here, Chris. Rachel from Norwood, before the break, she actually has called back. Rachel, let's see here. Let's go back to Rachel. And Chris, you were going to ask her a question. Do you remember?
I was. I led into it a little bit earlier. Rachel, I was going to ask you if having a tattoo has impeded you from doing work in your field other than being judged for having your tattoo.
Not at all. In fact, the paw print on my arm is something my students love. They would come up to me in the morning and say, do you still have your paw print? They'd want to look at it. They'd want to see it. They'd want to touch it.
So it provides you with a talking point and a way in, basically, to the children that you deal with.
Yeah, it really connected them to me and let them know a little bit about me. And, of course, getting back to the death issue, I kind of had to explain that it's, you know, my cat who's no longer with me, and then they had to ask, did she die? And I'm like, well, trying to skirt that issue, but, you know, they understand that it's my cat's paw print. It's they did an ink stamp at the vet after she died, and the vet replicated the shape of her foot and her toes. And I love that tattoo. It was the first one I got. It was a birthday gift from my brother. I would never go back and undo it.
But you talk about, when we talk about a cultural shift, that right there is what's helping that cultural shift along, because it sounds like these are young children that you're working with, Rachel?
They're 3 and 4, so yeah.
So when just the important people in their lives have tattoos, as these kids grow up, it becomes not a big deal. I remember when I was younger, and we won't talk about how old I am, but I remember when I was younger, when you saw someone with a tattoo, it just wasn't part of the world. And not saying, again, we know that people had them, they just weren't quite as on display. Or if they were on display, it was usually riding a big scary motorcycle or something. And I remember literally when you saw someone with a tattoo, you just stood there and stared. It was like you couldn't look away. And that stigma is disappearing because they're so prevalent, because you see tattoos. I mean, you go to the mall and it's almost hard to find someone that doesn't have one. Or their teacher that they love has a tattoo. So it becomes really a non-issue. So I think that's also promoting that cultural shift. And that's been happening for a few years that we're talking about, is just the culture in general gets much more comfortable with tattoos. It doesn't have that negative stigma.
Rachel, thank you for your comments. We appreciate you calling back, too. Let's go to Karen from Cincinnati. Karen, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for taking my
call. You're very welcome. Now, I heard a bit of a glitch there. Are you still with us?
Yeah, I am.
Okay,
I'm on
good.
My cell phone. Okay, so recently we made a large furniture purchase, and to make a long story short, when the furniture arrived, one of the delivery men entered my house with a piece of the furniture, and he had a very large, offensive, and racist tattoo on his neck. And, you know, I find myself in this precarious position because, you know, I don't want to judge. Like, I don't personally have a tattoo. You know, I love people with tattoos. My husband has a tattoo. But, you know, I was deeply offended by his tattoo. And, you know, I don't want to call the vendor where we bought the furniture because he was a polite, very courteous, very professional delivery person. But at the same time, he entered my home, and I felt like my home needed to be, you know, I don't know, rid of that evil and racism that he had projected on his neck. And so,
and honestly, if I was the employer with that type of a situation, that's one of those situations that I might think twice. And just because you're my customer, and if that's going to be impacting the business, and I fully respect and appreciate if this is his views and his right to express those views, but when he enters your home or when he is representing my business, for all intents and purposes, he is the company. And that's something that we stress so much for any employee. When he enters the business, he is the company. And I do have to be aware of how that's being perceived by my customers.
Yeah, and I won't knowingly do racist tattoos because I find it really offensive. And I think it would offend a good half of my clients, you know, easily. So I don't tend to knowingly do – I don't knowingly do gang tattoos, and I don't – do racist tattoos. But if that person is going to get a racist tattoo, I think they should put it right out there on their forehead so we all know where they stand.
Well, another insight too is this may be a mistake from earlier in this gentleman's life. He may have been in prison and been forced to survive by having a marking like that or of that nature. Tattoos taken in context can mean a lot of different things. And then once you're out of that context, the tattoo no longer has that validity. But you've got an indelible mark on your skin for the rest of your life, which follows you like this gentleman who's delivering furniture to make a living. And he may have paid for that tattoo 1,000 times over already. You know, we try not to put hard-line sentiments like that onto people. You may not always feel that way.
Karen, thank you so much for your call. And let's take a call now from Hugh in Waynesville. Hugh, how are you doing today?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your comment?
My comment is probably pretty similar to the along the same lines of the previous one. I get out and about quite a bit, festivals, concerts, flea markets, and it just seems like I'm seeing more and more of this outrageous facial tattoo or forehead tattoo or probably similar. I saw one just 2 weeks back that said redneck, big and bold letters across the neck. And a lot of them, you can obviously tell they're professionally done. Just curious, is it something that the artists that you have on the day, do they counsel? You know, I know that they're not going to engage in the racist stuff, but I've seen big Fearless.
That's a great question, actually.
Do you counsel or try to discourage that stuff? Because when it's that big and it's that outrageous, it's got to affect a person's life and employment, you know, and whether or not they're employable. Just to hear their comments on that.
That's a good question, and it happens frequently that somebody wants something that may be outside of my scope of what I would consider permissible for myself, but it's not for me. It's not for me to shape them and tell them for right and wrong. Is it any different for me to tattoo redneck on a guy's neck versus white collar? We might perceive white collar as a higher standing in society. In reality, we're all equal. Doesn't matter if that guy's a redneck or not. If he's happy and proud of it,
and what's perfect for
then
one
it
person.
It promotes his life, yeah. It might make him happy where it makes you unhappy to read it. But what's wrong with being a redneck? He's a little bit ingenuitive and he likes living in the country and maybe listens to country music, you know? Big deal.
Hugh, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's see, Corey from Over the Rhine. Corey, what's your comment?
My comment is I would just like to say is for my generation, I'm 27. We always talk about not being afraid of what our families think anymore. And I'm a hairstylist, and I know I have the occupation to where it's not a big deal to have tattoos, but a lot of my clients that are over 40 have always told me to do what I want and not to worry about what other people think. And they really appreciate the fact that our generation is actually living for ourselves and not living for other people and other people's standards. And I think you won't have any regrets in the end if you truly follow your heart. If you want a tattoo on your arm, get the tattoo on your arm and not be afraid. I personally waited till I was 25 to get one to make sure I really wanted it, but I think that just nowadays people are just definitely more open-minded and just judge the person on the tattoo itself. If it's beautiful, then it's beautiful, but not judging them because they have tattoos. Basically, I'm just saying my generation's awesome and we're living for ourselves now.
Yeah, but I think there's a lot to be said for the generation argument.
That's a good point, Corey. That's a very good point. But in all generations, it's been those that were cavalier and thought outside the box that succeeded. J.P. Morgan's a wonderful example of that. And this is just a different box. And it's just a matter of expression of self. People that are innovative are imaginative, and imagination winds up in self-expression.
Corey, thanks for the phone call. We appreciate it. And thanks to all of you for joining me this afternoon. Local tattoo artists India Barron with Skincraft and Chris Sanders, owner of Nightshade Inc., Kathleen Sullivan, the human resources consultant with Strategic Human Resources. And after the break, the business of conventions in Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky. And from Paula Deen to JCPenney, protecting your reputation or not in the world of social media. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. You can join the conversation at 513-419-7100.